This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hey, Commodores, we're back with an episode of Q&A with the Dean. I'm Lauren, and today we'll be asking Dean Grisolfi a few more questions. So, hi, Dean Grisolfi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, having a good Friday. It's good weather. So it's actually the last week of September, and a lot of us are just kind of hanging on between rounds of midterms, but, you know, we got through the last one, and we have fall break on the horizon. So since it's kind of the end of September, we're moving into fall, I'm personally feeling a bit nostalgic for the fall activities I would do at home with my family. And those types of activities are usually like kind of family traditions for people who have that situation, but they can actually be fun to do with friends too. So I'm just wondering, as a parent in Nashville, if you have any fall activities you like to do with your family that you'd recommend students check out?
Oh, that's a great question. So since I'm from Michigan, I do find Nashville fall to be confusing. Sometimes we are like going and getting pumpkins and it's like 85 degrees and the kids are wearing shorts. I'm like, this is not how pumpkin picking is supposed to look. Nevertheless, there are lots of opportunities. So my family... So we really like to go to a place called Cheekwood, and Cheekwood is a historic manor that was donated by the Cheek family to Nashville. And it's a, or actually I'm not sure who they donated it to because it's not free to go, but it's not very expensive to go. It's a botanical garden. And then they do this whole fall festival that's really beautiful. And they, you can get all different kinds of pumpkins and gourds, and they make pumpkin houses actually out of the pumpkins and gourds, which are very like, you know, can take pictures. And then local schools and like after school communities make scarecrows, and they have a whole scarecrow walk, and each scarecrow has a different theme. So we love going there. That's our big fall tradition. They always have food trucks. And so, you know, it's just a fun place to go. It's not a very far drive from campus. It's like 15 minutes. So that's a great thing to do. This is not specifically fall, but it is something that always happens at this time of year. So there is usually, and I know there is again this year, the Centennial Arts and Crafts Fair. It's like, I believe it's October 12th and 13th. It's the weekend before fall break. And that is at Centennial Park. So it's walkable. And it's a huge, there's just so many great, artists who come and like sell their artwork. So that's the thing my family usually does in the fall. And then finally, we try to go apple picking. I'm usually a little confused about the season. And so I think of apple picking as an October thing to do. But here in Nashville, it's really a September thing to do. But you can do it, and there's lots of orchards around here.
Oh, those are really good recommendations. And I'm from Wisconsin. I'm also very surprised that apple picking is a September thing. So good to know. So the trees are also starting to change color. I'm just wondering, do you have a favorite tree on campus? There are a lot of trees, but is there a specific one that has your heart?
Yes. So on the commons, which obviously I see the most, there's like these small, I don't know, I think they're maple trees, but I've never looked. But there are small trees that are around the lower quad lawn, and they become like almost fluorescent orange. They're beautiful. And like, I just absolutely love when those trees have changed. And then a little bit later, the ginkgo trees will turn yellow, and it's a very bright, like vibrant color as well. So, so the heat changes things, right? So the apples are earlier because it's been warmer, so they ripen earlier. Same thing, it's warmer here, so the leaves change color a little bit later. So sometimes it can be like well into November and there's still like leaves on the trees and colorful leaves on the trees. Whereas in Michigan, like the trees were bare by then for sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I love that you remember too from year to year. So we're talking about trees, which brings squirrels to mind. I've heard, you know, some people love the squirrels, some people hate them. I've been shocked by mainly their strength. Like the first week of classes, I saw a squirrel carrying an entire muffin, which was pretty impressive to me. But I'm wondering how you feel about having so many squirrels on campus. Are you a squirrel fan?
So actually, the squirrels on campus have been good for me. I have for a long time had a completely irrational squirrel phobia. Not of seeing them, but like if I was like walking and there was one sort of above me, I had this completely irrational fear that it was going to jump down on me. And, you know, one of the ways to get over phobias is exposure. And so no better place to have squirrel exposure therapy than Vanderbilt campus. And I can tell you literally zero squirrels have ever jumped on me. And as you know, we have lots of them. So that's actually helped me. I find them pretty funny, to be honest. They actually taunt my dogs, like clearly on purpose, which I think is hysterical. You know, there's that big brick wall that runs like along behind the dean's residence backyard, and they'll just run back and forth on that wall, like, and just like the dogs will bark on them and at them rather. And it, I can't see why they're doing that other than to taunt the dogs. It's, that's what it looks like. So that's pretty cute. I do not like at all when I throw something into a garbage can or into the dumpster and like 12 squirrels come flying out. That is really terrifying. But other than that, I don't mind them at all.
That's fair. And like, good for you for overcoming that phobia. Rodents are very terrifying. So yeah. Well, thank you so much. It's been good to talk to you this week, and I hope everyone has a great week.
Hello again, commenters. I'm Saria Muhammad, and I'm here with this week's Commons Calendar. There are so many upcoming events this week. Firstly, from 1 to 3 p.m. today, the annual service fair will be held on Alumni Lawn. The service fair will bring over 35 community partners, organizations, and agencies with a variety of missions to Vanderbilt to interact with you guys. If you want to get more involved with the Nashville community, this is a great opportunity to connect. Today from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Flulapalooza will be taking place at the large white tent behind the Light Hall and the VA Light Hall. You might be wondering what Flulapalooza is. It's a Vanderbilt University and Medical Center event providing flu vaccinations to students and staff members at no cost. Here are some things to bring. Your student ID and wear short sleeves. Are you stressed with your science classes? Today at 5 p.m., the Science and Immersion and Mentorship Organization will have their very first event this semester at the Feathering Hill Hall, room 134, where you have the opportunity to talk to the professors and upperclassmen about improving study habits to succeed in the science courses here at Vanderbilt. Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 28th, at 7 to 8 p.m., Lambda is hosting a Jeopardy social at the Multicultural Center. Come hang out with the crew to eat some snacks, socialize, and play some queer-themed Jeopardy. Attention all book lovers, Hank Ingram is having a floor reading event. So if you're free around 8 to 9 tomorrow, stop by, read for an hour or even 20, and come in comfortable attire. There'll also be cookies. Around 6:30 to 10 tomorrow, Vandy ISA is having their New Year's celebration. During this special event, ISA will present a cultural showcase that highlights various aspects of the Ethiopian and Eritrean rich and vibrant cultures. Come and enjoy the festival. That's it for this week's Commons Calendar. Tune in next week and don't forget to follow us on mycommons.life.
Hi Doors, welcome to the Human of the Commons interview. My name is Cynthia, and I will be your host for the segment. Today, I am here with Lauren. She's a CSET major and originally from Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Lauren. How are you doing today?
Hi, Cynthia. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So before we get started, I just want to ask, how has your day been going so far?
It's been going pretty well. Today's Friday, and on Fridays, I only have one class, and it's at 10:10. And it's Spanish, so it's like it's a little more chill. I really like my professor. I went to Fido this morning. I got a latte. It's like a coffee shop in Hillsboro.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wait, did you walk all the way over there?
Yeah, I did. It's less than a mile away.
Okay.
Yeah. It was super doable, but I was looking forward to that all week because obviously, like, you know, we had some exams this week. It was a good way to start the day. And then I just got work done.
Okay, that's so productive.
Did you have a good day, Cynthia?
I did. I'm an engineering major, so I ended my module today, so that was good. And I'm so happy to be done with chem. That was one of my questions. How are you feeling after that first chemistry exam?
You know, the feelings are mixed. I'm mainly just, like, anxious to see the score, but, you know, we're also kind of, like, still in that honeymoon period when we like we haven't gotten our scores yet from midterms. So you know, we'll see how that goes. But I am glad it's over. Yeah.
I know. It was just like so like it's such a weird feeling, like being done now, like I don't have to worry about it, but it's also like in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the whole like college exam thing was a bit demystified just from doing one. Like I was surprised by how short it was. Like even like not we don't even need to talk about like how hard was it or anything, but just the length. I thought it would be like I don't know, AP exam type length, and it was much shorter, so that was good.
I don't even know if like that's a good thing for me, because I'm like, I could get more points with more questions, but that's also just like faster. But anyways, so now that we're done with chem, how are you gonna celebrate?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So last night I kind of, against my better judgment, took the night off studying after the exam, and so that was my little celebration. I watched an episode of The Office with my dad on FaceTime.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was sweet. And then obviously, yeah, it's like it's the weekend, so I'm gonna like hang out with people. I think we're going to Feast Fest tonight. Actually, I'm excited to see what that is.
Wait, what is that?
It's like hosted by the residential colleges. I think it's a cultural event. I'm not sure which student orgs are there or exactly who's running it, but you know, I'll let you know later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not hear about that, but that sounds like it would be better than eating dining hall food. No hate, but I definitely want to like go eat somewhere after that chem exam. But are you thinking of going to the football game?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So my excuse so far for not I've never been to a football game.
Okay, me neither.
And my excuse so far has been like, it's too hot. You know, I don't want to, like, if I don't really like football and it's hot and it's crowded, then why would I go? But yeah, no, I don't, I'm not planning on going, but is there a home game this weekend?
I think so. Supposedly, okay. don't quote me on this, but I think we're playing Kansas, University of Kansas today. I mean, tomorrow.
Okay.
At 11 in the morning.
Ooh.
So I don't know how that's going to work. Good luck to the people pre-gaming that, because that's insane.
Yeah, that takes dedication.
I know, like waking up at 7, getting ready, and then like going to the book. I don't know, but I got my cowgirl boots ready. Do you have some? Are you wearing
some?
I do
not. No, no. We're still doing the stocks and socks, as you can see. So,
I mean, hey, it's going to get cold, so now it's even more of a reason to do it.
Yeah. To do the football game?
No. Or the socks? The socks with the Birks. Yes. Yeah. That's. I mean, I don't think I've seen that many people wearing, like, you're, like, one of the first that I've seen. So you're setting a trend.
Oh, my. Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Are you doing, like, different socks every day? Like, different, like, themes?
I mean, I don't wear these every day because some days I need to, like, you know, prioritize speed with my sneakers. But, or tennies or whatever, you know, tennies. Interchangeable. What are you, is that not what people call them? Okay, side note, I've been calling, like, I always called sandwiches Sammies. Apparently,
oh my
gosh, not a thing.
Is that a Wisconsin thing?
I don't know, because I feel like I would say that to my friends in Wisco, and you know, like no
Wisco?
One.
Wisco, oh my gosh, that's
no
crazy.
No one batted an eye, and I get here, and I'm like, yeah, I'll have an ice cream Sammy, and people are like, oh my gosh. So yeah, you don't say that?
I don't say that, no.
Interesting.
Not in Texas, no. I don't know. I feel like there's like such different slang. Is that, wait, do Wisconsin people have an accent?
I've been told that we do. No one's commented on my accent, but you know, I'm sure the listeners can have their own opinions right now. We'll let you take some time.
I don't think you do. Like, I think you have like a pretty like uniform. Like, is that like, how do you say it? Like, you just don't have an accent. I don't know.
Pretty average, pretty bland.
Yeah, not bland. It's just like, and it's also very like, I don't know, like you have like a very like direct way of talking. I don't know if that makes sense.
I've heard I'm a bit monotone sometimes.
Yeah, like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but in a nice way. I appreciate that.
Yeah, in a good way.
Oh, the way you're saying it. Whatever, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I also feel like, where are you from in Texas? I should know.
Houston,
okay. So like, I guess it's not like as much of an accent just in that area, right? But I feel like you don't really have an accent either.
Oh, thank you. I feel like I do, but I don't know. Well, also like, it's English is not my first language, so I feel like I do have a bit of an accent in that respect, but other than that, I don't feel like I have a southern accent, like, I mean, on southern words, like y'all. Okay, I don't think, well, we're still in the south, so like, I don't think anyone's like batting an eye like at me saying y'all, but I feel like a lot of like the northern people, like, do y'all say, do you, Wisconsin people say y'all?
If if we say y'all and there's someone who's actually from the South, like sometimes they'll get a little annoyed. But no, like generally we don't. It's always you guys, you know, guys. Or like everyone.
It just takes so much more effort, like y'all.
It does. Y'all. No, and y'all's like so much more inclusive. So yeah, I'm trying to incorporate it, but I feel awkward about it, like using it in my...
y'all, I just got that little twang to your voice. Yeah. Okay. One of the things also on that note of home, is there anything about Vandy so far that like reminds you of home, or like that you like for example, like dining hall, like a food that reminds you of home, or like a place like studying that you just like feel at home?
That's a really good question. I was, I've like been trying to think about this because I feel like it is so different from being home, being here. And in a lot of ways I'm happier, but it's also like I am homesick. And I think one of the main things is just that I've been surprised how many people are really supportive here. Even like yesterday's a great example because we had exam yesterday. So many people like just stopped me throughout the day if I passed them. Yeah.
Did you have clap for you when you walked from the bridge?
Okay. I did not. I heard that was going to happen and I thought it would psych me out. So I avoided it. But how was that? Did you walk through it?
I did. It was a little bit. I was like, the first class I was like, oh thank y'all, and then they kept clapping. I was like, oh okay, like thank you, but I gotta go. Like I was like, that's a little bit like, I don't know. But also did you see the writing on the walls and on the floor? Mm-hmm. I thought that was so cute. I was like, oh. And then I also saw some of the things. I was like, oh wait, I think I got that wrong. Yeah. It's like the nanometers and then like the little conversion unit things. I was like, oh my goodness, that's not good.
Yeah, like we hope. I can't remember exactly what I put down, but I had that thought this morning while I was walking to class. I was like, I hope that I got the nanometers right.
I know, right? I was like, it took me by surprise. I was like, I know I had to learn them, but I was like, wait a minute. Anyways, it's a whole nother subject.
Yes.
But yes, like I feel like it's, I don't know, I don't even think it's like the Southern hospitality. It's just like the people at Vanderbilt are so supportive. Mm-hmm. I've definitely been feeling that like lately. And it's just like really like a nice way to get like freshmen adjusted. It's just like such a good support system because like you could literally talk to, I feel like any upperclassman and they'll be like happy to like talk to you more about like their major and stuff like that. So I think it's like really, really nice of them. Because I feel like, I don't think that's the thing in other schools, do you think?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to, I mean, I think for me, a lot of my friends are like on the quarter system or they're going to the that's state school. Yeah, so they started a lot later. So I haven't really talked to them about like how they've adjusted. I mean, we've been here 5 weeks now, which is crazy. But yeah, I don't know.
It is crazy. Yeah. Thinking about it, it's like, oh, wait. The other day I was talking to my roommate and I called it home. I was like, I'm going home. And she was like, wait. I was like, oh my gosh, home.
Yeah, I did that yesterday too. Yeah.
Right? It's just so like bizarre to like call it home. It's just like, oh yeah, going to my dorm room. That's home. Anyways. Like, okay, one of the main things that I don't like about living in a dorm is like not being able to have like my pet with me. Mm-hmm. And I know you have a really pretty dog, Nemo, right?
Yeah, Nemo.
Okay, yep. He's gorgeous. For you listeners, he is literally, like, I don't know. I looked at the picture, and he looks like a bear to me. But you can tell us a little bit more about him. How are you coping with being away?
Yeah, so Nemo is, for those of you who know dog breeds, he's a Newfoundland. And so he's just like he's big, black, furry little, like, bear. Yeah, I think I'm coping better than I thought. Sometimes I feel like I'm betraying him. Like if I go a day and I get back to my dorm room and I'm like, I didn't think about Nemo all day. But yeah, I think the main thing is like he's super chill. So it was nice to have that presence like at home, and to be able to be like, oh, hello, Nemo. And like see like, will he like wag his tail? Because he was really picky about like, you know. He would not wag his tail very frequently. But no, mainly I'm excited to go home and see if he's actually happy to see me.
Are you going for fall break?
I am going home for fall break. Yes. Yeah, are you?
Still thinking about it, but I think so because a lot of the people that I talk to are going home. I'm like, I do not want to be the only person here.
Yeah,
so.
I know there are definitely people here, but a lot of people are going home, especially freshmen. Yeah. Are you? And you have a dog too, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I love her. I did want to ask, like,
oh, sorry.
For the name. No, you're good. How did Nemo come about? Like, what's
the question.
Meaning behind that name?
Yeah, so Nemo was actually a surprise for me. We got him when I was in third grade. And I had been like pestering my, I already had a dog. Okay. So like, it was kind of silly, but I was pestering my parents, anyway, cause I really do love dogs. And I was like, oh, we need to get a second one, whatever. So they did surprise me with Nemo. And I was really like, I don't know. Is gullible the right term? Like my dad was literally asking me like, if we got a dog, which names would you like? And and Nemo's a Newfoundland and those are water dogs. So like Nemo, really? The clownfish.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. So he has like web paws and yeah, he's.
Oh.
Yeah.
You, I don't know. Looking at him, like with all that fur, I wouldn't think.
He does not dry out well.
Oh.
Yeah. So if he swims, it's like a big deal. But yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool though. Like, wait, does he go like to like, do you take him to like ponds and stuff or like pools?
Yeah. Like he'll swim. He doesn't swim as much. But yeah, he'll like get like, especially he's pretty old now. Cause yeah, is he 10, 11? I should know. Math is hard, though. Yeah, he's 10 now, 10 and a half. And so he doesn't swim as much anymore, but he will, or he used to.
Oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard, like, okay, well, I've seen dogs, like, swim, but, like, he's such a big dog.
Yeah, it's weird that he's actually buoyant. Like, you think he'd just sink. Yeah.
That, oh, my gosh, yeah. Just thinking about it makes me, like, miss my dog, too.
Oh.
But... on the note of getting involved in at Vandy, mm-hmm. are there any like orgs or clubs that you're thinking of joining or that you're involved in?
Yeah, I mean, so the reason we know each other is because of Mind Commons Life. So yeah, of course we're doing that. And then I'm, you know, wading into the Hustler. Apologies to anyone from the Hustler who's listening to this because I need to get on that. But yeah, I'm like trying to get involved in that. And then also Run Club. That's a super supportive community as well. I was like very nervous about it and everyone's super inclusive and like wants to make sure that, you know, you can go at whatever pace is best for you. And so, yeah, that's been fun. And I think I need to do some more exploring to find other things. But for now, I feel content with the amount of like clubs and stuff. But obviously, you know, like you got to do the pre-med or whatever I end up deciding to do type clubs too. So yeah, how about you? Are you doing other things?
Yes, I'm actually a first year liaison for the Society of Hispanic Engineers and the Mexican American Student Association. So that's super exciting. Of course, my Commons Live.
Yeah, let's go.
I love my Commons Live. If you're interested in joining, make sure to reach out to us because we love to have more people and it's so fun. And you'll enjoy yourself. And just get to meet us. You get to meet me and you get to meet Lauren.
Get to see what we look like in real life.
Exactly.
We normally talk this way.
Yeah. I do talk a lot. So, yeah, you probably get tired of me. But, yes. Well, thank you so much, Lauren, for sitting down and chatting with me. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Make sure to stay tuned for next week.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.